of course, you know, if you listen to this program long enough, you know how passionate Ashley and I are when it comes to the arts, the performing arts, but we also love our art community, our artists. It's part of the DNA, which makes the city of Rock Hill and York County so special. We have the executive director for the Arts Council of York County, Melanie Cooper, joining us once a month to kind of give us the latest headlines from the art community. And good morning to you, Melanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Had a chance to see you from afar at the announcement of the Jim Shore news. This is fantastic news for the art community. This is going to be a artful journey presented by Jim Shore. It's going to be a merchandise, a gallery, and a museum. Mm-hmm. Melanie, for those in the art community, I wanted to get your reaction because I was like, she's probably like, yes, thank
you. It's huge. It's huge when the arts move to Main Street, when the arts really invest in your town, and the fact that Jim Shore, who's made such a name for himself in the greater art world, and I feel like almost everybody has at least one Jim Shore piece in their house, whether it's an ornament or a Santa or a Mickey Mouse. I mean, it really is kind of a really broad range of pieces that he creates. To have him putting one of his museums and shops and workshops onto Main Street, or, you know, in the Main Street area of downtown Rock Hill, is just a huge get. You know, we've done studies, and over and over and over, we've found that the arts draw people to towns, and people will tell you that if it's not in your town, they're going to go find it in another place. But then they also tell you that when they're coming to your place, they stay longer, they spend more money, they're more likely to recommend your town to their friends to come visit. So it really is an economic tourism driver. And the fact that Jim Shore's invested in us like that is huge.
Well, he's also going to provide another space, a gallery space for juried shows. Mm-hmm. And when someone from the audience asked Jim, how does this work? How's this going to go? He said, I think we're still working that out. But most of the time, these are juried shows. And I wanted to say, if you listen to Palmetto Mornings once a month, you know my girl Melanie Cooper explains how these shows work. They're juried. But it's also another space for artists to display more of their work and to work maybe one day beside Jim Shore if he's popping in and out.
Right.
What a great gift that is.
Well, and that's what I was going to mention. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from many artists like that is so encouraging to them to see, you know, where he started and to hear some of the struggles that he had, and now that he's here and pouring back into our community.
Yeah, you know, the most important thing to learn from all of this is that no matter what you're doing, persistence is key. It's taking that initiative. It's knocking on those doors. He told that really wonderful story about how he, when he wanted to get into licensing, went to one company and they sent down a guy who was like, I was sent down to get rid of you. And it took like 30 seconds for the guy to be like, I need to bring you up to a board room. Like, this is more than we expected.
Yeah. And before he got to that part, he made a phone call from a
payphone booth.
And he said they didn't even know who he was at first. They were like,
who?
And Jim Shore's like, I'm Jim Shore. And he learned real quick how small he was.
That's right. Yeah.
But I love that story too.
It's a great story.
Their doors are always going to be closed in your face.
Yeah.
Just move, open another door. That's how doors work.
That's right. Keep knocking or open it, create a door yourself.
Wow.
That's right. So, you know, you mentioned juried, and we do have the juried show in the Dalton Gallery right now at the Center for the Arts. So if people are interested in seeing what a juried show might look like, stop by the Center for the Arts through the end of next week.
We love that. Well, you don't have to wait. By the way, the Jim Shore Experience, it should come online quarter three of 2026. But we know how construction projects are, but that's the goal there. But if you cannot wait until then, you can go and check out the show. They always have exhibits and shows and competitions right here at the Arts Council of York County, folks. And it's free.
It's free. It's free. That's right.
Swing in and just walk around. And you all are helpful folks. And if you have questions, they usually can peek in and say, hey, I got a question. Or just, you know, get your questions answered there. But check out some beautiful artwork. And these are artists right here in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of artists here in our backyard, some good news. Looks like we found a home for them, and kind of take us from there.
Yeah, so we found a place to expand to. One of the first things that I kind of noticed and set a goal for myself when I took on the role of executive director was we have a list of more than 45 artists who are looking for studio space. So before we had the news of the Geta Center, before anything started shifting and changing, I started looking for new spaces because we need to provide for the artists who are working in our community. And we've been looking for nearly 2 years. And unfortunately, I mean, fortunately for the community, we've got a really great economy here. But unfortunately, it's meant that the affordable spaces that we used to be able to jump on board with aren't as many of them anymore. And we have found one. So we are getting ready to partner with Apple Tree Contractors. They own the former Leslie Elementary School, and we will be signing a lease this afternoon for the former cafeteria and kitchen space over there. So that'll afford us about 12 to 15 studios. And so folks in the Geddes Center, if they're interested in moving over to the Leslie Elementary School, the former Leslie Elementary School, they are welcome to join us over there. And the ones that are left, we will open up to the public because we feel like it's really important to provide these spaces so people have an opportunity to work outside of their dining room table or their TV room or whatever space they're trying to work in right now. And we're very, very excited to have this opportunity.
Well, job well done. We of course, been following this story since news of the Geddes Center broke. And so it was a couple of months of uncertainty.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You all have said, and you've shared on this show, of where can you find the space, mm-hmm. knocking down a wall, expanding what you all have now.
Right.
You've looked at so many different venues and mm-hmm. avenues. And the fact that you found one in a building that was kind of just sitting there. And the old Leslie Elementary School is just diagonal from the Leslie Fire Department. You really can't miss it. Mm-hmm. It looks like an elementary school.
It does.
When you see how it's divided up.
And it's only about 12 minutes outside of downtown. And what's really great is if you think about it, NODA is not in Uptown Charlotte. The River Arts District is not in downtown Asheville. If you go to Carytown in Richmond, that's where a lot of the artists work in Richmond. That's not in downtown Richmond. So most of the time, your arts enclaves are not in the downtown area. We've been really lucky that we were afforded the opportunity to have the Geddes Center and then the Center for the Arts to build an arts community right here on Main Street. But to be able to take it and build it in another space is really exciting as well.
And one that's got water, you know.
That's right.
It's got the water piece, you know, it's got the utility
the
piece.
The bones
as well.
Are that's, there. That's so right. You're not having to build it from the ground up.
Exactly. So that's huge. Mm-hmm.
What's the time frame on this? I know you'll sign it.
So we'll sign it today. And then we are going to work with contractors to get some temporary walls up. We're not going to do anything permanent in the space to change it completely. But we're hoping to have artists in there by the end of the year.
Oh. Great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep.
Man, y'all move quickly.
I
know it took a long time, but then you went to warp speed.
That's right.
Once you got there.
That's right.
Well, congratulations to you and, of course, to all these artists. Mm-hmm. And that space seems like it, from a layman, like an artist haven.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it,
rustic,
yeah.
Kind of not, doesn't look like, like a clean space.
Yeah.
Like artists like to be free and creative and move around. And I don't know. I think this seems like it. From the outside, it seems like a win-win. So congratulations to
you. Thank
you. And for these artists that will hopefully continue to do their craft and give back to art right here in our backyard.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Melanie Cooper is her name. Check all the artists out in York County. Support the arts community. They're a vibrant part of our success here. And as Melanie shared with us, if we don't have an active arts community, people will find it elsewhere. And we don't want to lose people. We want to keep them here in York County. We like their money. It's green. Awesome. Melanie, great catching up with your friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melanie.